I've spent more time in prayer before the Eucharist than perhaps most things, with the exception of sleeping, eating, I'm a very slow eater, swimming, and maybe a few other things. At least an hour almost every day since probably 2009, I have devoted myself to prayer before our Lord in the Eucharist, even with difficulty. On some occasions, for instance, while on vacation, I travel to nearby churches and pray before our Lord from the car. On a few occasions, with no car or no church nearby, I'd close my eyes and visit our Lord in the Eucharist, deep within, while I myself was not in his presence. I'm not even talking about Mass, and I'm just talking about quality time, time spent in the presence of the Eucharist. No receiving him in the host, no partaking of the chalice, nothing. Just spending time with my Lord. There's really nothing like it. At first, this time with our Lord was super awkward. I mean, super awkward. I would go with my dad on Mondays at 5 p.m. to the Adoration Chapel at St. Charles Borromeo in Destrehan. And he was a pro. He could pray the whole hour without distraction. Me? Well, I often felt like I was in a staring contest with our Lord in the monstrance. And our Lord always won. Distractions, boredom, tiredness, all sorts of things would creep up in those visits. But none of those were reasons to not come back. In fact, on those Mondays when I couldn't make it, it was like something was missing. Even an hour of imperfect and distracted prayer could not be replaced, even by something focused or seemingly perfect. So I kept going back. Sometimes even sneakily, home from sermon practice or from work. I wouldn't always go in, but I'd at least stop outside. I'd put the car in park, and I'd visit with my Lord from a distance. In college, specifically, when studying abroad in Europe, I found it fascinating that this same Lord whom I spent so much time with back home could be found in every tabernacle of every single Catholic church, from France to Germany to Austria to Poland. In every church I entered, the same Lord was waiting for me. But somewhere along those travels that semester, I had another realization. How zealous I was in searching out the places where holy men and women have gone before me. I visit the hometowns and convents of saints. I retrace the steps that Christ himself has trekked. And yet, the King of the universe, the Lord of my heart, is waiting for me in every tabernacle of every church. And so for the rest of the semester, I spent less time traveling and spent more time falling in love with this Lord, staying home with our Lord in our gorgeous chapel in Austria. I will admit that I'm a rather unique individual, to say the least. It's not exactly every parent's experience to see candlelight glowing from beneath their teenager's bedroom door and open it to find him on his knees in prayer. But we do crazy things when we're in love. This love for my Lord grew the more time I spent with him. From college to religious life, from religious life to seminary, from seminary to priesthood, I fell more deeply in love with this Eucharistic Lord. And although I'm making it sound flowery and sappy, this isn't the love our Lord grew more deeply within me. In fact, the more time that I've spent with my Lord in the Eucharist, the less showy, the less emotional, the less dramatic these visits have become. Rather, the more time I spend with my Lord, the more it becomes like two friends sitting on a front porch. The creak of the rocking chairs against the wooden floorboards. The breeze flowing just right. No words are said. Nothing much needs to be said. And eventually, I get up from my chair and I say, "Well, same time tomorrow." A love that deepens, not by grand gestures or fancy words, but by time spent with each other. That's what it means for me to love my Eucharistic Lord. And as if this isn't enough, right? As if spending day after day with the Lord of the universe is not enough, he allows me to receive him. Right? Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, humbles himself to let me receive him into myself every single day. And as if that's not crazy enough, for me, as his priest, he allows me to become him. He allows me to stand in his place, to speak his words, to offer himself anew for his people, and to make himself present to his people. Yeah, the Lord could choose anyone to work through. He could choose any man to stand in his place and say his words and perform his mighty deeds. But he chooses me. He chooses me every single day. Can you believe that? Me. He chooses me. And so, for such an incredible gift, for such a humbling and indescribable love, how could I not choose him? How could I not choose him every single day, over and over and over again? It does not scare me that most of the world, the majority of Catholics even, do not believe in the true presence of our Lord in the Eucharist, whom I spend every single day with. But it does sadden me, because they are missing out on the most amazing, most fulfilling experience, an experience that they could never even dream of. But it's okay. Our Lord has a way of finding us when we least expect it, even on a random Monday. As for me and my Eucharistic Lord, we're just getting started. For you, well, he's just getting started with you too, if you give him the chance.
All praise and all things giving me every moment thine. Every